Seamus, over the weekend, you know the saying, don't upset the bride?
No, I just know to stay away from the bride.
Yes.
Unless it's...
Don't bother her.
You look really beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
But on the weekend, there was a hilarious mix-up, and I basically took this too far.
Ooh.
So what happened was, in the lead-up to the wedding, I actually caught up with my friend Jess, who was the bride, and she was stressed to her eyeballs with everything. Mm. She lives down in Mackay. We stopped in, stayed the night. And I remember her chatting to me about the wedding and, you know, just how stressed out she was about everything. And I remember her mentioning to me about how she wanted to do a surprise wedding and keep everything a surprise for the guests. Mm. And I was like, oh, okay, yep, that's really cool. And in my mind, I thought, yeah, that kind of makes sense because on the invitation, it just had the date and then it had this beautiful caricature of the couple.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, okay, well, I won't bother her with details because I was meaning to ask her for some. I thought, oh, I'm sure another invitation will go out closer to the date with more, you know, be here at this time.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it gets to the Friday that we're flying out and there's no Facebook, anything that goes out because nothing's on social media about the wedding, nothing. And I thought, wow, she's really taking this to another level. We'll probably get a text message in the morning saying, be here at this time.
This is very secretive. I love
this. Yeah, so I'm like, okay, very secretive. But I like to be a planner, you know. I like to think, when do I have to get ready? When do I have to do my hair? You know, getting ready is a process.
I hear.
It takes hours sometimes. The night before, I'm starting to get a bit anxious about it all. And I'm thinking, oh, can I or can't I text her? Because there is a lot going on here for her. She'd be running around like a headless chook right now. She'd be stressed. She doesn't need me texting going, hey.
Yeah.
So I thought, no, hold it off. Be patient.
Don't text.
Don't text. Morning off, I'm like, I can't handle this anymore. I'm going to have to text her.
Yeah.
Like, I get that you want a surprise wedding, but you're taking it too far.
Yeah.
So anyway, I messaged her and I said, look, I'm so sorry to bother you. Happy wedding day. But what is going on with the wedding?
Yeah.
She was like, just check the website.
Oh, dear. There's a website for a wedding?
There was a website.
What the hell? I'm surprised it doesn't have an app.
And then I'm sitting there going, what is going on? What website? I've never heard. So then I had to be annoying going, hey, just wondering what website.
Yeah.
She was like, the website that was mentioned on the invitation.
Oh, my gosh. And I don't like her. Too sassy. Just give us an answer.
No, no, no. It's her wedding day. I'm bothering her with, you know, things.
Just answer.
So I'm like, what? And so I'm like, no, all there was a caricature on this bloody invite.
Yeah.
Anyway, it turns out there was an invite with all the information on it, but it went to my old address.
Oh, so you didn't get any
of the whole time I'm thinking, how far is she taking this surprise wedding?
Funny.
And all I got was the save the date, not the actual invitation.
What did she say when you worked this out and you told her?
When we worked it all out, because she sent me a photo of the invite and I was like, I've never seen this before in my life.
Yeah,
and she thought, oh God, this is Carly being hopeless, as per usual,
on my
wedding day.
Which I expected.
And then we figured out what happened. I checked the website, found out that there were very clearly marked dates and times.
Now it's time to get totally wild with Jamie Seymour. This music is a reference to the fact Seamus was once on Totally Wild.
And Jamie Seymour, how are you feeling this morning? Because tomorrow's the big day.
Yeah, I must have been asleep when you asked me, I think.
Yeah.
You're going to be bungeeing all to support Kick On, which is a great local charity.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, that's the only reason. The only reason I've jumped.
You wouldn't bungee. You seem to me like someone who's, you know, really going to take life by the balls and be a bungee.
But why?
Animal.
Why? I'm quite attached to my retinas, and I'd like them to stay there.
Well, the reason he says that is because obviously in your line of work, you've been stung by what, Irukandji, 11 times.
We keep harping on this fact, all right? So
because
I screwed up 11 times.
Can play that. So I don't know. You definitely put yourself out there. That's for sure. Yeah, so you're feeling all right?
Yeah. I'm not looking forward to getting up at 6 a.m. in the morning for a weigh-in to jump at 7:30.
No. How much do you weigh?
Not a lot, about 92 kilos.
92?
92.
Really? I'm 93.
Yeah, shut up, okay? All right, let's not go there.
Jeez, you're buff.
See, women wouldn't be having this conversation on
Why
the
not?
Air.
No. Why not?
Apparently, though, I'm only 12% body fat.
Yeah, your butt, mate, you're muscular.
Yeah, so there you go. But, yeah, I'd like to lose about 15 kilos, but I can't see that happening.
Okay, this is great radio.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
All right, well, let's talk about what I actually want to talk to you about, Jamie. So this has really freaked a lot of people out this week because they've done some research into cockroaches And this was done over in Germany. And what they found is basically cockroaches are becoming resistant to insecticides. So basically, Mortein ain't going to cut it anymore.
And this surprises you? Why?
Well, because I don't like cockroaches in my house.
And when was the last time you sprayed a cockroach?
In all honesty, yeah. 2 days ago in my house.
Really?
And how long did it take to die?
Actually, you're right. I have been chasing them for longer.
Why don't you hit it with a shoe?
Yeah.
Because I don't like being close to them. They scurry around.
Yeah, but instead, we'll just put heaps of toxic chemicals into the environment to try and kill the cockroach, which has become resistant.
No, but I buy the green can.
Doesn't matter if it's green or yellow or purple. It's an insecticide, and it's bad for the environment.
Well.
Just hit it with a shoe.
So, okay, so is this the new generation of cockroach? So, because this was done in Germany, so I'm like, oh, it's not a problem for us here in Australia.
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah, it's
because they were German cockroaches, they said.
they had an accent.
They had little mustaches and they raised their front legs.
I just thought that they were different to over here.
No, insecticide resistance is widespread throughout the insects of the world.
Well, I was just.
Really?
We've got to remember the way this works, okay? So, insecticides, when you spray them on insects, don't kill all insects. There is a group of insects every time you spray them that are resistant to it. And it might only be 1 or 2% of the population, but they're resistant. So, if you kill off that 99% of the population, the other 1%, which can reproduce and produce a couple of thousand offspring every week, there's your population, which is now resistant to that insecticide.
So does that mean these companies like Mortein have to constantly keep redoing their little formula for the
killing? Very good. Yep. Okay. So if you go back and look at what's in the can now versus what's the can 10 years ago versus what's the can 10 years before that, always different. Always different.
Is that why Morty the fly, Mortein's fly, lasted for like 20 years? Couldn't kill it.
That's right.
Couldn't kill its own mascot.
Yep.
Oh, my God. That's so what about spiders, though?
Same thing.
But
most people don't tend to spray spiders.
I did one time. I'm sorry about that.
But most of us, most real people, real men, don't spray spiders.
No, I'm not a real man. Let me tell you that much.
Obvious. Yeah.
13, 12, 16. We want to know, when did you escape death? Because, Carly, over in India, two men were on a motorcycle and they're racing down the road and a massive tiger is running through the jungle next to him. This is all caught on camera. And they chase after, the tiger's chasing after them on the bike and swipes at him and starts roaring. But thankfully, the motorbike was too quick and it drove off.
I just wouldn't classify that as a near-death experience. Because what you're saying is a tiger came near their bike and they sped off.
Carly.
Like, at what point? Like, I don't think they would have seen the light. In fact, I don't even think they would have seen one little ray. Not even the dull dim of that light.
Knowing how drama queen-esque you are, if that were to happen to you, mate, you'd start riding your wheel afterwards. You would have done your goodbyes. Hours later, you would have called people. Listen, 13, 12, 16, when did you just escape death? Paris, over to you. When did you just escape death?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so get this. I was actually out crabbing with my dad. So the tide goes really far out. You walk out there, you go crabbing, right? Crabbing, and I picked up a cockle shell. I was like 11 years old. And I opened it up, and there was a blue ring octopus in there. And I go to my dad, "What's this?" And he goes, "Throw that right now." And I just threw it into the distance, but it was fully like, in my hand, it had its little tentacles, like, swaying around everywhere. And I remember it so vividly because I was like, I've done something wrong. My dad went mental.
Oh, but they're so cute. You just want to go, little blue,
and
rocky.
This is why you're still alive. And if Seamus was in that situation, he wouldn't be here.
I know, I'd be poking it. Watch what it does. Thanks, Paris. Greg on 13, 12, 16, mate, when did you escape death?
It was when I was a young fella.
What happened?
In my party days, I was walking up the street past all the high-rises. And, just walking to the next pub, and then I heard this thump, and then I looked behind me, and there's this big basalt block being dropped from up one of the skyscrapers. It missed me by a foot, mate. And seriously, to God, it makes me sick just thinking about it still.
Now, I know. That is very Looney Tunes of you.
Now, mate, after that, did you have a bit of a new lease on life?
No, not really. I just would love to run into him.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Yeah, forget
just
about
it,
mate.
Just keep walking. Yeah. Shrugs it off.
Thanks, mate.